Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. Just wanting to say a big thank you for listening to us and for supporting Adept English by listening to us online and through buying our courses and podcasts. We really appreciate your support. And I know that you benefit from our Learn English courses and the 50 podcast download service on our website, because I get a lot of emails from people telling me how much their English has improved as a result of listening to us. If you're using Adept English to learn English online and you would like to support us, please give us a review or a star rating where possible online. And if you're listening on Spotify, as a lot of people have pointed out, you can't give us a review there, but you can follow us on Spotify to show your support. And also you can share our episodes with your friends on Spotify. Both of these are a really good way to support Adept English. And of course you can do those for free. Anyway, today's topic. From time to time in our topics, I return to core ideas around how to learn English language and develop the themes which are outlined in the 7 Rules of Adept English course. One of the pieces of feedback that we're getting at the moment is that it's difficult to keep up with the volume of podcasts that we put out. Depending upon your level of English, you may need to work with a podcast for a few days with many repeat listens, just as we suggest, before you're happy you understand that podcast and you can move on to the next one. This way of listening and using podcasts is the best way to learn English language. So it's okay to take your time. It's really important to have the experience of not understanding everything on first listen and of listening again a few times before you look up any words you don't understand. In a way, this echoes real life. If you're in real life conversation in English, it's likely that you won't understand everything to begin with. We have a phrase in psychotherapy, the ability to sit with the not knowing. This refers to a person's ability to handle uncertainty, to handle not knowing. And here, if you get accustomed to, used to, understanding the overall meaning when you listen to podcasts, without the need initially to understand every tiny little piece of it, then you'll become more comfortable with that when you're doing English conversation. And not understanding some part of what's being said won't distract you or undermine you in the same way. You won't be floored, as we say, if you don't understand part of what's being said. You'll take it all in your stride. Just throwing some idioms in there for you. So if you listen to a podcast on repeat, you'll probably surprise yourself by just how much more you can understand on the second, the third, and the fourth listen. There's a phrase in English, to have another bite at the cherry. Rather a bizarre one. A cherry, C-H-E-R-R-Y, is a fruit. My favourite fruit, in fact. But this phrase, to have another bite at the cherry, means that you can have the opportunity again and make more progress with it each time, rather than it being a one-off opportunity. So the benefit of listening to podcasts is that you can play them over and over again and allow your understanding of a podcast to develop. With conversation, usually you just get one chance to understand, so that's more difficult. But if you're listening to podcasts, you can have as many bites of the cherry as you need. What's also important, especially where you've had to work really hard at a podcast, is to give yourself the experience, once you've understood everything, of listening to that same podcast a few more times. That way, you get to experience your understanding being automatic, another thing which is really important. You move from consciously working really hard to understand the podcast to just understanding it automatically. And that's a really important process for your brain and an important experience for you to have. So taking your time over each podcast is important. Unless, of course, you're at a level where you understand pretty much every podcast on first listen. If your English is that good, you're probably just listening for pleasure and to keep your English language nice and polished. In which case, you probably could listen to every podcast and much more English language content as well. But if you're not at that level, you don't need to be concerned if you can't listen to every Adept English podcast enough times to understand it all. What's much better is if you pick and choose the podcasts that look interesting to you. If I'm talking about something that's interesting to you, then you're much more likely to do that repeat listening. And if you go along with the idea of spaced repetition, which is good for your learning, it may be good to listen to one podcast over several days. Then when you get to a good level of understanding, perhaps start a second podcast. But then come back to the first podcast and listen a few more times to emulate this spaced repetition idea. That's the best way to learn. So probably if you're doing that, you're not going to manage to do all of them. And it's not important that you do. We do a variety of topics for a reason. Some of the podcasts are really what we call nitty gritty. That means down to basics. I'll cover some aspect of English grammar and give you more of a traditional lesson, except of course it's all done through our listen and learn technique. That means that actually every single word of the lesson is helping you learn English. So the learning is happening unconsciously, as well as the conscious efforts that you're making to arrive at understanding the aspect of grammar that I'm teaching. I do podcasts regularly on English idioms or on phrasal verbs or English verb tenses. And I keep returning to these topics because I know that these are the areas where English is particularly difficult. So these lessons, these podcasts are important. But I realise also that not everyone wants to learn in this way. Lots of people prefer having a podcast in English that takes account of their language learning needs, but is on a completely different topic, one that they find interesting in its own right. So there's always a transcript, and I'll spell out and give definitions for the less common words and expressions, which hopefully leaves you free to listen to something that's actually interesting. I sometimes do news, current affairs, interesting facts about the world. Sometimes I do gardening or cooking topics or about ecology and animals. Sometimes I talk about scientific research, much of it that I come across because of my other job as a psychotherapist, which I think is of general interest. And sometimes it's just personal stuff, my own experiences. So what's the message here? What am I trying to say? Well, I guess it's that there are a number of ways to use the podcast depending on how you prefer to learn and on your level of language learning. If you find them easy, then just go for it. Listen to as many as you possibly can. It'll be rather like listening to a podcast channel in your own language, mainly for pleasure, and it'll just keep your English language polished and at a good level. But if the podcasts aren't that easy for you, don't try to do them all. Pick and choose. Select those ones where the title or the introduction sounds interesting. There's always an introduction to the topic on our website at adeptenglish.com, and you can use this to help you choose. If you feel that you'd benefit from brushing up your grammar or your phrasal verbs, you can choose to work on those podcasts. But if you prefer general interest podcasts, where your learning is much more unconscious, then there are plenty of quite random topics and podcasts on lots of different things. Another English idiom, variety is the spice of life. So the aim is to give you a varied diet of podcast topics to keep you listening and keep you learning. So if you do find the podcasts are quite difficult and it takes you a long time to work through and understand them, then consider buying our most common 500 words course. This course takes the 500 most used words in English and gives you lots of material to listen to using just these most common 500 words. It's a really simple idea, but people find it really helps them improve their basic English. And as far as I'm aware, there isn't another course anywhere that does it like this. So go to our website at adeptenglish.com and buy the Most Common 500 Words course. And when you've spent time with this course, try the podcast again and see how much better your level of English is. So there we have it. How to learn English step by step. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.